This is Scott Corbin. I am pastor of Christ is King Baptist Church, your radio pastor for the day. Today I want to talk to you about Proverbs 3, 5 through 12. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones. Honor the Lord from your wealth and from the first of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, do not reject the discipline of the Lord or loathe his rebuke. For whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, just as a father disciplines the son in whom he delights. Now verses 5 and 6 are very familiar to us. We've probably memorized them at some point in our lives. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and so on. And very good verses to memorize, for sure. But I'm concerned that often we treat those verses as a promise that God will help us make decisions in life. And to be sure, sometimes He does. But we tend to apply them to things like, where should I go to college? And what should I study? What job should I work at? Whom should I marry? Which car should I buy? And yes, we should seek God's concern and will and purpose in those things, but that's not really what those verses are about. Those verses are about my whole direction of life, your whole direction of life. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will make your path straight. It's about a whole beinged life where the whole life is given over to God and His purposes. We memorize those verses and tend to ignore verse 7 and following. Verse 7, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. The call here is for a whole life directed toward faith in God, toward fear in the Lord. As Christians today, this side of the cross, we would talk in terms of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We would tell people, you need to trust in Jesus Christ, recognizing your sin, that you cannot save yourself, that you must put your faith in Jesus who died on the cross and rose again to pay the price, the penalty of sin for sinners. This is how we would talk today about fearing the Lord, but that's what these verses are about. They're about living our lives in light of a relationship with God, whole being, not just at the moment of decision making. These verses prompt us to fear the Lord, to turn away from evil. Do you hate sin? Do you hate the sin that's in your life? Because I know you have it. I have it. Do we hate sin? Do we honor God as the following verses, verse 9 and 10, talk about? Do we honor God with our lives, with our resources? Do we give to God first? Do we care about God's purposes more than we care about our own? Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Do we care more about His kingdom, His purposes, than we do our own stuff, our own pursuits? And sometimes, because we don't hate our sin enough, sometimes because we do concern ourselves with our own priorities more than God's, He has to discipline us. Well, that's verses 11 and 12. Do we value the discipline of God? We don't always like it, for sure, but do we value it as that which God has accomplished in our lives to make us more like Christ? Will we, will you, will I turn our lives and acknowledge Him in every part of it? Have you done that? Have you trusted in Christ? If you have you given your whole life over to let Him direct every piece and every part? Well, thank you for listening again. I am Scott Corbin, pastor of Christ is King Baptist Church in Nedra, New York. It has been my pleasure to be your pastor for the day.